You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Chwaba.
So true. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Great to have you with me. This is a Monday version, which sometimes sounds like Friday because I'm so excited for Mondays because I get to be back on the air and talk about all this fun stuff. Lots going on here on Nightlight. If you missed the first hour, Ty Williams from Milwaukee Film joined us to talk about their programming for Black History Month. Ty's been on the show before and is a very savvy, knowledgeable film guru because he wants to be a filmmaker himself and also programs films at the very cool organization of Milwaukee Film. So check out their website and you can see all the great films. We didn't even get to some of the films they're showing this month, Conrad. They've got Marty Supreme and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They always show really fun stuff. So if you missed that interview with Ty and you want to hear what's happening in Milwaukee this month, go to civicmedia.us and download the podcast of Hour One or just tune in and listen. Great stuff. We also featured our Olympian of the day. We're doing one of those a day leading up to Friday when the Olympics kick off in Italy. Paul Schomer was our choice today. He is an Appleton resident who started off as a wrestler until he lost his father, who was also a wrestler, in a car accident. And then he kind of switched to skiing, cross-country skiing, and then fell in with a coach who eventually got him into the biathlon. So a really cool story how he ended up on his path. We will be cheering for Paul at the Olympics as they inch ever closer. Coming up this hour, we've got Dan Davies. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and one of the biggest names in Nollywood. Conrad, you remember where Nollywood is a thing?
Africa.
Dan's huge. And he's got what I don't understand is Africa's a huge continent.
Yes.
How does a guy from the Northeast Wisconsin get to be a guy over there? He can't even go to the bathroom in Africa without being mobbed. So, all right, we'll talk to Dan. He'll be here in studio at 6:35. In hour number three, we have Thomas Campbell, who is a playwright and a professor at UWGB. Teaches a lot of really cool theater courses there. We'll talk to Thomas about some of his work and a really interesting production with a great title they have coming up at UWGB. We'll do that in hour number three. Right now, Conrad, I think it's important that we immediately reintroduce our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This is a good one. Brace yourselves, folks. What cartoon character, if you had to have a cartoon character's name, which cartoon character would you want to share that name with? I said Bugs. I don't want the full Bugs Bunny, even though I love Bugs Bunny. Conrad said
Casper.
Did Chris Casper say Casper? That's what we're waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting for his text.
A little offended he's not listening right now. And I will talk trash.
He's probably watching Casper the Friendly Ghost right now.
He probably is at the in the knock down there in Madison. But this is in honor of Linus Roach's birthday. Linus Roach was an actor on Law & Order. He's been in the Batman films, a really good actor. And he shares the name with Linus, which, you know, that's a really unique name. My guess would be that he was named after Linus, the Peanuts character, but I don't know that for sure, and I didn't do my research, so who knows? But I said Bugs, because I think Bugs is a cool, it can give people the impression, that you're dirty, that you don't wash, and you have fleas, but I choose to identify it as, a really cool gangster type thing. Bugs Moran, Bugsy Siegel. So I went with Bugs.
Or you just really like Bugs?
I don't like Bugs, which is weird, because that's how much I like the name. I can't stand Bugs. I hate Bugs, but I like the name Bugs. Bugs Schwaba. That doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Casper Krieger?
Casper Krieger. Of course, you'd have to do Casper with a... Is Casper... No, Casper's with a C.
Yeah.
The ghost.
I would have to do it with a K.
With a K. Right. So let us know. You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what cartoon name you wouldn't mind attaching to your person. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment and give us a like or a follow while you're there, if you're so inclined. We will read your text on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate in the show. So I have to come clean here. I think I just made radio history again.
Okay.
So I have this great pair of slacks, pants. They're also known as pants. My dad calls them slacks or trousers. My dad still uses the word trousers.
That's a really cool word.
Do you think it is?
Yeah. I think it's... Every time I go in a store and I'm looking for them, I'm like, where's the trouser section, please?
You don't say that. Hi, could you direct me to your trousers? I'm time traveling from 1924. But yeah, there are all kinds of different things. But my pants, I love this pair of pants I have. They're one of my favorite. They're the most comfortable. The zipper broke on the way to the restroom, to the little radio host's room. I'm doing the show, folks, with my flies open. That's radio history right there, folks.
Well, I won't come out to that side of the room.
Don't stay in your room, buddy. It's a little, now I got to walk to the garage too. A, it's cold outside. And B, I don't want to be arrested. You ever have your zipper open? That's like the worst thing ever. It happens to me, I'd say, once every 3 or 4 years. I'm like, oh my God. And you're like, who saw me? There's no way you can explain your, oh, sorry. I just, you either look like a total spaz or it's like a pervert or something.
I don't know. It's like a weekly thing for me now.
Well, you're not, as long as you don't do it on purpose.
Hello,
ladies. No, I don't. It is a little disturbing. Luckily, and my coat, I don't have my longer coat, so I'm going to have to like carry my duffel bag in front of myself. Not that anyone's ever going to notice that. I got dark slacks on, dark trousers, but it's a little
pantaloons.
Weird. Pantaloons. I do feel like I'm in a different space right now. It's a little strange. Kind of like I'm in a nude beach in a weird way. So I got that going for me. And then I want to say, over the weekend, Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield were on this show a couple weeks ago promoting this football fundraiser I do every year up in Marinette at the Little River Country Club. Marinette finally had a great year in football last year. They were like 9-2 or something like that. It was
insane. There you go.
Yeah, with the big turnaround. Congrats to Coach Nate Anderson.
What's their mascot?
The Marine.
Oh, that's cool.
An anchor? I don't know.
Not a
U.S. Marine, like USMC, hoorah. Semper Fi. This is like, they're the Marines.
Yeah, like, I could, yeah, so they have like an anchor on their helmet?
I don't know. I didn't go there. My wife went there. We're both transplants. She went there.
You never went to a football game?
I did, because my daughter was in the band. My son begged me to play football. I did not let him, because he was a good student.
Oh.
I didn't want him to, get a concussion or whatever.
My parents let me play. But I wasn't a good student.
Listen, if he was like a solid C student like his old man, I would have let him play. It's so weird. I stuck with basketball. That was the sport I was probably the worst at of the main three that my high school, Marinette Catholic Central, now St. Thomas Aquinas, offered. They didn't offer soccer. I don't even think they had a track team when I was there. And I was, okay, football. Okay, baseball. I wasn't that great at basketball. I couldn't dribble. I could jump and I could shoot. But I'm 6 feet tall. That's not going to get you much PT.
Yeah, I played like everything in high school pretty much.
But you liked basketball too. That's kind of how you and I bonded.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Me too. To play.
I played basketball and to watch. I watched a lot of basketball and I played basketball, football, soccer for 1 year, soccer, baseball. And I played tennis for a short period of time.
See, we didn't have tennis. We didn't have soccer. Like, I probably would have enjoyed playing soccer.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on my radar. I didn't care about soccer when I was in high school. But if I was exposed to it, maybe I would. But I loved playing basketball. Like, I didn't care that I didn't get in the games. I just loved scrimmaging and running all day. It was just awesome.
I in soccer, I did it. I played it and, I don't know, I wasn't good at it, but I just kept taking notes on the book for games.
For soccer?
Yeah. Kept track of
stuff. Would you get some
stuff.
Like tuition knocked off for that or something? Or
no.
Public high school, Keewascom High?
No, yeah, it just, yeah.
All right.
Senior year things.
But these guys, Rob Brackenridge crushed. He went last. Mike Merrifield, who was on the show, he went up and destroyed as well. So it was such a fun night. It was great to see people out there, and a great night of comedy. Two really funny guys. If you get a chance, folks, to see Rob Brackenridge or Mike Merrifield, they're two guys based in Appleton. And Rob lived in L.A. for like 23 years. Mike has always lived in Appleton, but he works Vegas. He travels all over the place. And I'm kind of floored by the fact that he's just been able to never leave there and still become the comic he's become. That's incredible. So two really good dudes. And a tip of my hat to them for making the drive up to Marinette. All right. So last week, as we talked about on the show, Catherine O'Hara passed away. Very tragic. Maybe not tragic, but really unfortunate. She was 71. She wasn't a young woman, but she wasn't really old. By today's standards, that's not that old. And it was a tragic thing. And we had a technical difficulty last week when we tried to play this clip. This is my favorite Catherine O'Hara clip. This is from Waiting for Guffman, Christopher Guest's masterpiece about community theater. Eugene Levy and his wife are dining with Fred Willard and Catherine O'Hara, who make maybe the funniest movie couple ever. Catherine O'Hara, as I said last week, has had too much to drink. Nobody plays a better drunk or played a better drunk than Catherine O'Hara. And here is the audio from my favorite Catherine O'Hara scene.
This is true.
Oh, you know, in China, they will kill a monkey at the table and split its head open, eat the brains right out of it.
We had friends, Barbara and Bruce, remember, who went to China, and I'm sure you're in the travel business that you've been there, but they went to Peking where they make the ducks. And what they say is that the food over there is not as good. You can't get a sauce as thick and sweet over there. They don't make it like that. Yeah, their food is like steamed or something.
And they should have called you.
That's right.
Yeah. We got some good packages. That's incidentally, right. If you two ever want to get down to Miami Beach, we got a great package, a week, 2 weeks.
Oh,
all expense, yeah.
You get everything you need. Any kind of food in Blaine, you don't. You know, you get Chinese here, and no need
We're
to
talking
go.
About Miami now, dear.
Yeah, we'd love to go. We'd love to.
Is we've it got a great direct? Package. A like, week, 2 weeks.
Like there are Chinese people in Miami.
Well, we should. You know, we've stopped.
What do you have to do? Of course there are Chinese people in Miami.
We're talking about China.
Well, I'm talking about going to Miami.
Miami.
That's the only thing.
We're talking about Miami.
Dear, why don't you put some food on your stomach before you have any more wine?
What's it?
Yes.
Girl talk. What's it like to be with a circumcised man?
That is
I'd ask you more about that, but Ron said the whole Jew thing's
because when Ron had his surgery.
All right.
When Ron had his surgery, I said, hey, circumcise it while you're at it. You know, just because I've never been with anyone else. Ron's the only man I've been with.
What surgery did he have?
Nothing. I don't know. Minor corrective surgery. Can we have some coffee at this table, please?
It's not minor anymore.
Well, maybe, you know, we should change the subject.
It's...
I had what, you know, most guys would dream of, you know. I had to have a penis reduction surgery.
I'm sorry?
Penis reduction, which there aren't many. You're going to say I never heard of that because there haven't been many cases.
Oh. I said, Ron, do something. And he said, why don't you get one of those vagina enlargements?
Oh, dear, can we have some coffee over here?
The great Catherine O'Hara. Just outstanding stuff. We're going to do a very short break here, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to read your text. And I don't know. Should we talk about Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Or do this thing I found that says great things happening in February. I will figure it out, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Come on back.
I wish every day the sun would shine. Take me to another place in my life.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. Yeah. I got you, moonlight. You're my
welcome back. We are jamming through a Monday night here, folks. Wherever you're joining us from across the state, it is great to have you at Nightlight here. I am Pete Schwabba, and it is February. I wish I had better news, Conrad, but it's February.
It is. It is.
The good news is we can read some texts. Our question of the night is, if you had to share a name with a cartoon character, which cartoon character would you pick? There's so many great ones. I said Bugs, half of Bugs Bunny. Conrad said Casper with a K, obviously. Yep. And Dave on the stream said Bugs Bunny. Paula Krieger. Yes, there is a relation. Conrad's mom says Velma from Scooby-Doo. Then I can solve mysteries. I don't know if your mom can actually solve mysteries just because she has the same, you know,
well, name. Then, I mean, if you lose your glasses, then you're kind of screwed too, mom.
Velma, that's right. And then we've got J.B. Thompson, the guy behind the guy. Conrad?
Behind the guy.
There you go. I was waiting. Let's get After Some Nightlight, one of the best shows in Wisconsin. Well, thank you, JB. Very nice of you to say. And we've got to get JB back on the show one of these days. He was a fine guest and a mover and a shaker here in Northeast Wisconsin. Barb from Waukesha, pardon me, in the 262 says, hello and happy Groundhog Day. I like Lucy Van Pelt, Charlie Brown's love interest. She is tough, smart, and witty. She was way ahead of her time. She was great, Barb. Lucy, did Charlie Brown, he was gullible, and he did dumb things around her, but did he pine for her? I don't remember that. But I'll take your word for it. I just learned something. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, I don't know if I like the name, but it seems the most fitting because I'm a klutz, accident-prone Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Yes, February made me shiver, but you forgot Fat Tuesday, which can be fun if you're not too frozen to make an effort. I forgot about Fat Tuesday. All right, so you do have Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday. So there you go. So there's another sort of holiday here in February. Makes it a little bit better. Jim from Madison in the 608 says, Jimmy the Groundhog said early spring. Jimmy the Groundhog. Is that Jimmy from, like, Madison or Jimmy from, I can't think of a town in Wisconsin that starts with J.
Yeah. Sun Prairie.
Huh?
Sun Prairie's Jimmy the Groundhog.
Oh, they do that? That's, yeah. Oh, they should at least name him, like, Steve or something. Steve from Sun Prairie. Like, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense either because there's the P sound and then the F sound. Thank you, Jim, from Madison. I'm losing my mind. Al in the 262. Oh, we already read Al's. Steve, Conrad's dad from the 920, says Tasmanian Devil would be my animated character name. Also, remember, Conrad, if you change your name to Casper, the friendly ghost, you will be expected to spell your name with a K for Casper. We are, for once, a step ahead of you, Steve. We got it covered. And Conrad, we're heading over to the courthouse tomorrow. He's going to change his name. But he will use K. Chris from Sun Prairie, home of
Jimmy.
Steve. Jimmy the Groundhog. And the 773 says Monkey D. Luffy because.
Monkey D. Luffy.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Phonetically, that doesn't work for me. But okay. Thank you, Chris. Monkey D. Luffy because I want to be king of the pirates someday. I would probably just go by Luffy. But then people might call you Luffy. Chris. So I don't know. I think you got it under control, though. Jewel from the 920 says Snagglepuss. That's a great one.
Flintstones, right?
No, Snagglepuss was, oh man, was it?
Or is it Jetsons?
Not Land of the Lost. No. I don't. Do a Google.
I'll do a Google search.
I thought I knew who Snagglepuss was. Monica, again, from Mount Horeb. Well, Pervert Pete or Pete the Perv. What? I hope you are aware because I said my fly is open. I got no zipper. Monica, this is not like me walking around hoping people see me. This is I legitimately lost a zipper on a very old pair of trousers. But Monica isn't having it. She says, well, Pervert Pete or Pete the Perv, I hope you are wearing drawers. Also an old word for underwear. I like to use the word drawers rather than underwear, panties, black, etc. My favorite personal is underpants because it sounds so like 70s when I was growing up.
I think I'm going to go fully just pantaloons on everything.
I was not going commando today. Thank God. Who would go commando in this kind of weather? That's insane.
Yeah.
And if I had to do that, I'd have to go to the closet here and get some like something from costume or wardrobe. Oh, we got a phone call?
Yeah. Ollie from the Northwoods.
Hey, Ollie from the Northwoods. How are you, Ollie?
Hi, I'm doing good. My favorite character isn't necessarily a cartoon. It's Darla from The Little Rascals.
Oh, that's a great one. That counts. They're very animated.
Yes. And my husband, when he was alive, he was called Wimpy by his brothers because he ate so many hamburgers when they worked together in Chicago area. That's all he ever ate was hamburgers.
Wimpy, of course, from Popeye, who, you're right, ate hamburgers by the boatload. Great character.
Well, that was him.
That was so great. Ollie, thank you.
When I fixed hamburgers at home, he used to eat four of them. Can you imagine that?
You had to keep them coming. Yep. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Ollie. Have
Alrighty.
A great night.
Bye-bye.
All right. We were... I was working the road doing stand-up with Jimmy Pardo once, who's been on the show, and I got three McDonald's hamburgers. So I got on my tray three open burgers, and he looked at him and he goes, "What are you, Wimpy?" So that was my Wimpy reference. We've got, let's see. Oh, Dan Davies is coming up next after the news, folks. We are going to get an update on a project he is part of that is very cool. It's a 50-year-old film, and it's a cult classic. You're not going to want to miss this. That's coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here, folks. Let's do a couple. We're almost caught up, Con, so I'm going to read these before we bring Dan in. Janet from Madison in the 608 says, "It's." She is quoting our clip of Catherine O'Hara from Waiting for Government. It's not minor anymore after he had the corrective surgery, the penis reduction. She says, what a gem she was. Her humor will live on with so many classic performances. Could not agree more, Janet. Excellent text. Tony the Trucker, also in the 608, says, Pete, Yosemite. I think he means Yosemite Sam. I've been told I can be a little cantankerous at times only because they had it coming. Of course they did, Tony. And you could pull your both guns and shoot them in the air like Yosemite Sam did. You're in good company. Great text. Jim from Appleton, the 920, says, a cartoon character I would be named after? Thank you, Steven Spielberg, Freakazoid. You know who that is, Con?
I don't.
Let's go to the Google, or let's ask my next guest. Maybe he knows, but no pressure. Joining me now on Nightlight is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor who is always fun to have on the show. His credits include Ed Gein the Musical and The Giant Spider Invasion, which he is here to talk about tonight. And we'll also tell you where he's so popular. He can't even go to the bathroom without being mobbed. We'll get to all of that with our pal, Dan Davies. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hello, Pete. Hello, Conrad. Hello, everybody out there.
You know, if every guest dressed as nicely as you did, our ratings would be a lot higher. That's
you know,
all I'm saying.
My grandfather was trained to be a tailor. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so his people, Irish Indian, they basically were generations of... And he didn't become one, but he always wanted to be one and trained as one. And so he said, Danny, he said, if you're going to be out in public, look like you're, you know, going to your
look presentable,
to church.
Yeah,
you know, and I was like, okay, that's cool. And have everything tailor-made. So that's kind of what he said.
So this is all tailor-made?
All of it is, yep.
Dude, that's fantastic. So did you say Irish Indian?
Yeah. So
that's an interesting
Yeah,
mix.
So I'm three-quarters Irish. And American Indian Seneca of the Iroquois, and I'm Welsh and Scottish as well. So I'm an eighth American Indian.
Look at that. You know, people like you, Dan, really irritate me because I've got Irish, some Scottish, a little bit of, without going into too much detail, as I have in the past. A little bit of German, but I am like the whitest guy ever. I got like a pinkish hue. There's nothing exotic about my appearance. I would kill to have a little bit of Native American, some Hispanic, some black, something.
It's copper. I just want a copper color. I have a copper color. So what my grandpa said, if you're out in the sun, don't allow people to call you red. Say that your skin is copper colored. That was important to him. that we weren't called red, you know, red men or
because
whatever.
Because of Indians.
So I have a natural copper complexion year round, and people are like, where do you get that from? Do you have a tanning booth in your house? I'm like, no, this is my skin year round. I can't
help
it.
I'm just curious where you get, like, what the reaction was when people said, oh, you're really red. And you said, no, it's copper.
Yeah.
Did you get pushback on that?
Yeah, or did
people roll their eyes or what?
As a matter of fact, you've had one of the guys on, Rex Sykes, made a comment one time, and I love Rex. And we've been friends for years.
I like Rex. I don't love Rex. I'm not going there.
I love him, actually. And he made a comment about my skin tone, and I said, oh, hey, Rex, I don't want to publicly, you know, shame you, but you can't say red. You have to say it's copper because of my ethnicity, and I'm, you know, and it's fine, but it's copper. So
that's the reaction I get, like, because I'm not technically German or Polish. I'm Kashub. The Kashubs are from the Danzig region, and that's all I'll say, because when I elaborate, when people ask and I go, do you really want to hear? They go, yes. I get a line or two into that, and then their eyes glaze over, and they're like, I can't believe I said I wanted to hear this.
How much Irish are you?
Probably over 50, probably somewhere between 50 and 75%.
Yeah, that's what I am.
My mom's Murphy.
Yeah.
My grandma's Griffin. So, yeah, it's, what's Davies? Is that a
Davies? Davies is a Welsh name, but I'm very little Welsh. But I'm very Irish.
Great. Yeah, you look, I totally see the Irish.
Thank you.
So, is there a cartoon character you'd prefer to be named after if I come to that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I like all of those cartoon characters. Bart Simpson. Are you like going old school?
Listen, there are anything you want.
Wile E. Coyote, the Roadrunner.
But you're picking a name, Dan. You got to go by the name.
So would I make up a name for myself?
Sure.
Like, Irish, I'm all potatoes and no meat would be my cartoon character.
That's a mouthful there. Despite the, I won't make a joke about that. All right. So it's great to have you here. You've got fans on the stream. Kurt Krause, a mutual pal of ours, is tuning in from Joliet, Illinois. Tonight, I'm not sure if I'm liking more so to Jeremy from the comic strip Zits or Bob the Tomato from Veggie Tales. Either one of those are acceptable, Kurt. Conrad, did you find out where Snagglepuss is?
Yo Yogi.
Oh, maybe I didn't know Snag. I know the name. I know
Snagglepuss. Yeah.
From Yogi Bear?
Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't.
But that was even before my time. You know, because it was reruns when I saw it. But Snagglepuss was great. He'd go, exit stage left.
Oh, that's Snagglepuss. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hi, Clarity. Kurt and JB.
Clarity,
I see Kurt's name there. JB, I really dig the jacket.
He says, Kurt says, I really dig the jacket, Dan. Great look.
Thank you, Kurt.
Kurt's also a pretty slick dresser.
When
he cleans up. JB says, I was on prison break there. Hope you are well, Kurt.
Oh, JB led Joliet. JB led a prison break on that TV show.
What?
Yeah, he was on that TV
show. On the
show
Prison Break.
Yes, he was, yeah. So he was on the TV show Prison Break. He's leading like a bum rush out of the prison. Because he told me that.
Seriously?
I said, yeah. And I said, are you talking the TV show or real life, JB?
Yeah.
You know, because he's done time. You know,
he's done time. Either way, it's street cred in my book, whether you did it on TV or in real life. I want to thank you and JB. You're here in person. You guys came down to the screening in December of The Godfather of Green Bay. It was so awesome seeing you guys there.
It was so much fun.
Truly, truly appreciate it. It was great to have you guys
at
there.
At the Atwood
Music Hall.
Yep.
Yes, in Madison.
That was so much fun. So much fun.
So, all right. So, where do we start? The giant spider invasion.
Sure.
What a cool thing. 50 years old, cult classic, shot here in Wisconsin, released in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the background, how you got involved in this.
So Craig Kinnitt, our friend, Uncle Craigers, knew him originally and said, hey, you guys, you want to talk to Bill Rabane? He's 88. Now he's 89 now, but he was 88 at the time. And just to get to know him, because he wants, he's seen a film of yours at Gein and West of Thunder and blah, blah, blah. So we got him on the phone and we started talking to him, and he's very engaging and still very with it and very lucid.
He's for 89 his age. Right now?
Excuse me, 89 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And so as we were talking over about a 6 month period, we said, well, let's reboot, let's remake the Giant Spider Invasion. And then as we were talking, we thought, well, why don't we keep the best 80 minutes of the film and add about 20?
Okay.
Excuse me again. Yeah. Add about 20 minutes to it. And that's what we did. So Craig Knitt wrote a lot of the fun stuff. Then Bill Rabane was writing again these characters. I play a newscaster from 1975. His name is Ted Tipman. So they take this toupee off, and they've got a 1975 comb-over toupee, and they look like Harvey Korman.
That's a toupee?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that. Yeah.
And I look like Harvey Korman on steroids in the film, but it's very funny, and it adds to the narrative, and it adds to the campiness of the film. And the film was a top 50 box office in 1975.
Yeah.
And people don't realize
that. Same
year
Jaws came out, right?
Same year Jaws came out, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and that Al Pacino movie, was it Scarface, I think it was?
Oh, yeah, maybe Scarface.
And so it has its cult following, Riff Tracks and Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's their most watched episode ever. So, yeah, it was an honor to film with him, and he directed. We went up to Saxon on Lake Superior. Yeah, literally where Eskimos live and igloos and, you know, all kinds of
for
stuff.
For the reboot
yeah,
shoots.
For the reshoots. And it's 4.5 hours literally from here one way. And it was crazy. And Bill was in good spirits and still 100% there. And, you know, it was amazing. And we added a lot to it. And the film now is having this re-release, and it's going to be limited theatrically.
Okay.
We've got like state theaters in the state. Roger Cinemas in the state. We're talking to the Marcus people. We're going to be at the Schubert's Hartford Tenplex or Cineplex in Hartford, Wisconsin, March 13 and 14 with this new version. And Bill's going to be there. And we've got a 4-foot prop spider from the film. And it's just going to be fun. There'll be meet and greets and photo ops and merchandising and to really meet a living legend in Bill Rabane, who started off in the 1950s.
Yeah.
The first film he worked on was with Cary Grant.
That is incredible.
Isn't that great?
When Bill was on the show, like maybe a year and a half ago, he just told his incredible story. He was an immigrant from somewhere in the
Estonia. Latvia, yeah.
And he went to Chicago and did some things there, ended up in northern Wisconsin,
yeah,
which is where he filmed the original, brought Alan Hale,
yep.
Barbara Hale,
yep.
And to northern Wisconsin and film this cult classic. So
You
guys have taken, pardon me, you guys have taken that film with Bill's blessing or his urging and done a reboot and shot new stuff to put in this old film. And my first question, Dan, or the first thought that came to mind is, how tedious was that? Like, you're working with different technology. It's not like Warner Brothers has a film and they have all the materials and deliverables. Yeah. This is a print. What were you working off?
Yeah, so it was originally shot 35mm.
Yeah.
And we shot it on video. But nowadays, in the post-production process and how you film it, you can make it look like it's 1975 with that patina and that, you know, sepia kind of color to it. So it matches amazing. And we had Aaron Yanda as well from Madison, from Chad Vader, play a really cool character. He plays our cameraman in the film and Chad Vader is having their 20th anniversary this year. 100 million people have seen that series on YouTube, so it was neat to get Aaron Yanda. We had some really great people, you know, J.B. Thompson and Craig Knitt. We had some just amazing people got together, Eric Branson, and did some really fine things with it, and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, as you should be. Dan Davies is my guest. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and filmmaker, and he is worked on the reboot of the cult classic that was filmed here in Wisconsin 50 years ago, The Giant Spider Invasion. What still needs to be done, Dan?
So we've got this March 13, 14, and then we're going to be doing events throughout the state, through the state theaters in the southwest part of the state, and then Roger Cinemas, which is in the middle to northern part of the state. Having these events, it's not just having the screening, it's having Bill Rabane there. It's an opportunity to meet that living legend, to have the prop there, to have the meet and greet, to have the intro, to have those photo ops, to do something different, because theaters are really hurting. And if you can bring an event to a theater, it's going to help it. And okay. we've had some really good showings of the film the last like 6 months or so. But this is kind of the premiere of this newest version, March 13 and 14. And then it'll do the limited run. And, you know, that's kind of what we're doing. And then DVD release with DVD extras. And it was just an honor. I grew up watching Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
So to see Gilligan, you know,
you're
Skipper.
In a movie with Alan yeah, Hale Skipper. Now. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. Dan Davies is here. We're going to take a very short break and we'll come back and talk more about the giant spider invasion. And what country he is one of the most famous people in the world in, or continent, I should say. It's really cool stuff. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Passengers in time, lost in motion, locked together, day and night by trick of light. I must take another journey, must meet with other names.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe, this is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, if you had to share a name with a cartoon character, who would it be? We've had some great responses. Please be part of the show, folks. You could text us or message us on the app or on the stream if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X. Great to have you here. Dan Davies is my guest. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor. His most recent project that we were just talking about before the break is The Giant Spider Invasion. And it's a reboot, you guys are calling it. It's 50 years to the year, date, thereabout, that the original came out from director Bill Rabane. It was filmed in northern Wisconsin with Skipper from Gilligan's Island, also known as Alan Hale. Barbara Hale, no relation, right?
No relation. She was on Perry Mason.
That's right, Perry Mason. And for whatever reason, and that's my next question, Dan, you guys worked on this with the original director, Bill Rabane, who is 89 years old now. Why? Why did he want to do this?
You know, he said, once a filmmaker, always a filmmaker.
Yeah.
And he said, he told me this. He said, if I'm not doing the business of show business, I'm not alive.
Yeah.
He literally said that. And so it's really important to him. And I saw that spark in his eye when we met him the first couple of times. He had this passion for it. And I said, we got to, you know, at 89, this could literally be his last hurrah.
Yeah.
So let's honor his legacy. Let's honor him by getting this done and doing a great job with it. And we had Steve Mady, who we're also honoring, who was our DP, who sadly passed about 3 months after we were finished filming. Actually, we were still filming things, and only in his 60s, and just a wonderful guy. So we're doing this to honor people and Steve, and then honor, you know, Bill Rabane's legacy as well.
Now my next question is, what did you do differently? This is not a remake.
Yeah.
You're taking the original. You're adding 20 minutes to it.
Yeah.
So what was the, what did you add? More horror, more story, more romance?
So there is more of the story, the narrative. So when Bill would watch the film, he'd be like, oh, I wish we could have explained this a little bit better and explained that. As a filmmaker, you always look back, you know,
right.
Godfather of Green Bay, you probably saw it when we saw it in Madison. You're like, oh, shoot, I wish we would have done this, this, or that.
Nope. Of course you do, yeah.
So he said, if we could have added to the narrative and the story to get the scientific reasoning why these giant spiders came.
Nice.
And why they attacked this small town in northern Wisconsin and so forth and so on. And so my character is kind of that conduit for that. And there's some comedy, too, with having Aaron Yanda. We're actually out on the street, so I'm in a studio. Bill built a studio on the third floor of his home. That looks like a 1975 TV studio. But then we had some man on the street interviews, and it works so hand in glove with the film. It's what a great compliment for me, and I think for Bill as well. I really enjoy the film. I've seen it now a couple of different times.
Have you ever heard of another situation like this where people took an actual finished film and added to it?
No. I mean, I've seen that within the construct of maybe like a year or two. Like the film is, you know, just in the process of having the first draft. Maybe it's not picture locked. And then they'll add things to it. But I've never, in the history of Hollywood, a director has never directed his reboot of his own film 50 years later. Wow. So, yeah, at 89. That and so it's really kind of cool. It's campy. It's fun. It's funny. And having these events to be able to meet Bill Rubin and meet the filmmaker is going to be fun.
My guest is Dan Davies. He's a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor. We are talking about the reboot of The Giant Spider Invasion, which you can see March 13th and 14th at Schubert's Hartford Theater in good old Hartford, Wisconsin. Let me ask you this, Dan. I don't mean to open up a can of worms here, but you know, you got the estates of all these old actors. Do you have to pay residuals or do anything like that?
No. A lot of them have passed.
Yeah.
There's only,
that's,
I think,
a relief.
Yep. there's only, I think, one or two alive from the film.
Okay.
Now there are kids that were in the film where the giant 40-foot spider is after them and they're running. Those people are still alive because they're in their 50s. But there are two actors that have small supporting roles that are both in their 80s. One, I think, is 90, that are still alive. But the rest of them have gone to heaven. So
that's so great. All right. Well, I wish you guys luck. What? How long did that take all you guys to do?
We did over like about a 6-month period, probably 7 or 8 days of filming over that time, because we had to juggle a lot of different schedules and you know, there were a lot of moving parts, but we're really excited for it.
Dan Davies is here, folks. We're turning to the stream. We've got JB says, JB Thompson on the stream says, would love to meet Veronica Pope. Have you met her yet, Pete?
Have I? She's the Wisconsin Film Office director.
Oh, yeah, so, sure. Veronica Pope. I knew that sounded
familiar. I sent her an email, but she didn't say anything back. She didn't send anything back. So then I left a voicemail. And, okay. But I did it like as, I think, Morgan Freeman.
Hello, Veronica.
And she still didn't get back to you.
Yeah. I was
Veronica.
You know.
I have not met her yet, JB, but I will be talking to her because I'm part of a project. Hopefully we can do something with the Wisconsin Film Office. Kurt Krause says, congratulations, guys. You have a very good thing going. Ultimately, in theater, you want to give audiences a great experience, and I think you're going to deliver on it with the re-release. I have every confidence they will as well, Kurt. JB Thompson once again says, I thought we were adding additional footage to The Godfather of Green Bay for our next project. Go for it, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'll write you a blank check. I would love to know what JB would change or want to add to. That could be interesting. And then Craig Knitt says, our giant spider version already played really, really well in Rhinelander to a respectable audience. The audience loved Dan. I believe that. Oh. And I forgot you guys did that. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, we've had a couple of them, but this is kind of the real, real kickoff and the real premiere. But thank you, Uncle Craigers and everybody. That I'm glad they loved it. You know, there aren't many films where you can see me completely nude.
Wow. There needs to be more of those. How many more remakes can you do, really? Dan Davies is here. Can we keep you for a few more minutes after
Hell's to the end.
All right, we're going to ask Dan. He is a Nollywood phenomenon. We're going to talk about that. If you have questions like I do, we'll find all of that out after the news. Dan Davies is here coming up at 7:20. Thomas Campbell will be here too, a very renowned playwright and professor at UWGB. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. The news is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.